And it's a wild card Wednesday. So let's get our brave and bold contestant. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
Keith in Cleburne.
Keith in Cleburne. Very nice. Happy to say you are Hank fan number nine. Number nine. Very nice. But you're going to need to sharpen your wits because we have a Hank fan number 10 on the line.
Uh-oh.
Who is this? Where are you?
Hi, this is Kelly in the Ville.
Kelly in the Ville. There we go.
Wink's getting wild.
Keith in the Clee and Kelly in the Ville. Well, kids, we got a 4-pack of passes to the American Rodeo and all that that implies, and it's a wild card Wednesday, so we get wild, and we have a game of wits. We've played Know Your Stock Show in the past. We've played Know Your Corn.
I love that one.
We now, today, ask you, Keith and Kelly, to know your cold.
Oh.
Know your cold. These are, I would say, fun facts, but, you know, it's not really fun at this point anymore. But these are facts about cold and winter storms and various other such horrible, horrible things that we're pretty much done with. But if you've been studying while you've been locked up and sequestering, you should be good for this, all right?
Okay.
All right.
And living through Fern, this should not be this any issue whatsoever. Yeah.
It's super simple. It's going to be a versus contest. The first to get three correctly will win. And your name will serve as your buzzer. So, Keith, if you know the answer, you will say?
Eight.
He's good at this.
See.
And then, Kelly, if you know it?
Your name.
Okay, that is it. Very nice.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're doing great.
Kelly's got jokes.
All right, here we go. The first of questions. Let's hope I don't run out. First of all, question number one. Throughout the U.S., ice storms occur most often during the months of January and what other month?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, yes.
February?
No, for the steel.
I believe it is in March.
Oh! December. We were looking for December.
But Kelly did do the February.
Yeah,
like
she did.
Like
she
the
did.
Mrs. Buckner.
So we demerit a point there. No, okay. All right, question number two. Ice storms can have this bizarre effect. Once they glaze trees, what can the trees do? Let's do multiple choice here. In some cases, A, does the ice make them look pretty? B, make them explode? Or C, bend them down? Yes, Kelly.
Explode.
B is correct. Wow. They can just burst and explode.
Kind of like mom's temper.
Kelly won, Keith zero.
That's enough.
Next question. What actual color is snow?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Clear.
Correct. It is transparent. It is transparent. You doing okay, Keith?
Color?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
He
I feel a comeback.
Like he's great.
I feel a comeback coming.
Nothing to worry about.
All right, here we go. Alaskans, the fine folks of Alaska, have how many different words for snow? Is it A, 20, B, 50, C, 500?
Keith.
Kelly.
Keith.
50.
50 is correct. Ah,
very 50 good.
50 is correct.
See?
Yes. And half of those are swear words. Largest snowflake ever. Largest snowflake ever recorded. Is it A, 5 inches, B, 10 inches, C, 15 inches?
Kelly.
Kelly.
C.
15 inches is correct. Woo! For the win. Fell in eastern Montana on January 28th, 1887.
Wow. Can you imagine being stuck in a storm like that in 1887?
This date, woo, in 1887, a 15-inch snowflake fell. Nearby ranchers described the flakes as larger than milk pans.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what they would use to measure that.
Well, you know, we didn't come up with numbers until much, much later. But we can count to three, and Kelly, you got it!
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Keith, for participating. I hope at least, at the very least, it warmed your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kelly, but you're going to the American Rodeo, and that is Know Your Cold on a Wild Card Wednesday.
Thank y'all.
Morning Radio's best kept secret, KB and Heather Lee.